This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Colorado Supreme Court says a candidate who didn't turn in enough valid signatures cannot be added to the Democratic Senate primary ballot. A lower court judge had ruled that Michelle Ferrigno Warren should be on the ballot despite turning in roughly half the signatures because of coronavirus restrictions. But the high court ruled candidate signature thresholds cannot be reduced because of circumstances. Governor Polis says he wants Coloradans to remain vigilant about preventing the spread of COVID-19 as more restrictions are relaxed this week.
This is a tricky virus. Almost half the people who get it, if not more, might not even have any symptoms. And they're contagious, and they don't even know they have it.
Polis wants to increase testing for asymptomatic workers, especially ones working with elderly people. Coloradans confused about unemployment benefits got a little help from a state labor department virtual town hall today. Spokesman Jeff Fitzgerald outlines what happens if an employer wants workers to return, but workers don't feel safe.
For the time being, you can continue to get benefits if your employer calls you back to work, but you don't feel comfortable. And then that will prompt an analysis to determine whether those benefits will continue.
Officials say they will analyze each employee's situation case by case. 65 degrees, partly cloudy. It's windy along the Front Range this evening. 50 degrees under clear skies in Vail. And it is 70 degrees clear for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.